Day weekend with the Muncies, that I felt like I should have one of those prayer conversations with God that we call a sozo session. And so I had one of the men, it's actually another Pastor Bob, it's Bob Hayes. He and his wife were here back in the spring, and he leads healing rooms. And so he was the person facilitating this time that I was having with God. And so I didn't come in with any preconceived ideas. I didn't come in with any issues. I just came in and I sat down with Pastor Bob. And he said, well, since you didn't come with anything particular to meet with God about, why don't we just ask God what he wants to do? You know, that's always a good idea. God, what do you want to do in this situation? I have some things that I don't know how to handle. What is your suggestion? And so anyway, we said, well, God, Father God, what do you want to do with Steve this afternoon? And what he and I both heard was that I want to further convince him of my great love for him. And I wasn't expecting that because I thought I was pretty clear on that. I know that every Easter particularly, he reminds me again of what it cost him and what he was willing to pay when he died on the cross for me. And every Palm Sunday to Easter is emotional for me again because I am overwhelmed by how much he loved me. But then we continued the conversation as to why I was not able to believe that to the depth that he wanted me to believe that to. And by the end of the session, I felt like, okay, there's a scripture that says the length and breadth and height of his love. So I went a little deeper, a little wider, and a little higher. I didn't reach the conclusion yet, but I was able to not only know, but to feel and sense and be secure in how much he does love me. Okay, that good?
Yeah. So much. So Pastor Steve goes into this sozo session, and there's really nothing, you know, pressing that, you know, needs to be dealt with. There's nothing really, no issue that he's bringing to the Lord, like, Lord, I don't know what to do here. Can you help me? That wasn't the case. But, you know, how many of you know, sometimes we don't know what we don't know, right? We don't know what we don't know. What I mean by that is sometimes I know what I don't know. Like if you hand me a paragraph in Chinese and say, here, interpret this into English, I know I don't know how to do that, right? But sometimes, like in this situation, we don't know what we don't know. Pastor Steve wasn't aware that that's what God wanted to touch on during that session, right? And so the Lord had to give him a heads up. The Lord had to speak that to him. I recently spoke with a friend of mine who served in Vietnam. And do we have any Vietnam vets that served during Vietnam? Okay. He was relating this story to me. He and his the men that he was serving with got orders to load these trucks and take them to a certain place. It was like, you know, we need you to take the supplies ahead of time because we're going to establish a base or an outpost or something at this certain location. And so they began the process. They loaded the trucks and they got this long convoy and they're driving to the place where the order said to go. And so they're almost there and all of a sudden these other soldiers, you know, stop them. Stop, stop, stop. You're in the wrong place. And my buddy was like, what are you talking about? Here's the orders right here. They say to go there. That's where we're going. And the guy said, no, you don't understand. In the meantime, there's been landmines that have planted all over this place. And so according to the orders, he thought he was in the right place, but was he in the right place? He didn't know what he didn't know, right? And sometimes that's how we are. We need somebody to give us a heads up. Sometimes it's a dangerous situation that we can be in. Sometimes it's a situation where, yes, you've experienced my love to a certain degree, but I want to take you deeper. I want you to understand the width of it, the height, the breadth. I want you to understand it more because sometimes we don't know what we don't know. And God loves us so much that he's willing to show us and give us a heads up and say, hey, son, daughter, this is what I want to do. And I believe that that's what he wants to accomplish this morning. He wants to convince us more of his great love that he has for us. We've all experienced that to a certain degree. And this morning, we don't know what we don't know. There's more. There's more of His love to experience. Maybe there's some things that have hindered us from being able to experience that love to a greater degree. Maybe there was something that was spoken over us in our childhood, or maybe recently. Or maybe there's unforgiveness. Or maybe there's a number of many things that could be hindering us. And we don't even, maybe, aren't even aware of it. And God's saying, hey, this is the thing. This is the key. If we'll deal with this, it'll open up this huge place for you to experience my love to a greater degree. It will allow me to be able to convince you more of my great love for you. Amen? This isn't something that I believe we're just going to talk about today either. This is something that I feel the Lord wants us to experience. I believe the Lord wants to have an encounter with very many of us today. And I felt like also that the Lord spoke, now this is one of those things that's for all of us, you know, whosoever will, it's available. But I really believe that the Lord specifically spoke to me about two groups of people. One is leaders. The Lord wants to meet with leaders and convince us more of His great love that He has for us. And the Lord wants to meet with young people and convince them more of His great love that He has for them. I know for me growing up, my relationship with God was kind of through older relatives in my family to a certain point in my life. My grandparents in Kentucky had a huge influence on me, but my relationship with God, to a certain extent, kind of ran through them. You know what I mean? Like, they encountered God, and they shared things with me, and then I learned the things of God kind of secondhand from them, which was good. I'm not saying that that was wrong, right? But at some point, I had to own my own relationship with God. Amen. You know? That's what the Lord wanted to have all along with the children of Israel when he brought them out of Egypt. He wanted to have a relationship and an encounter and interact with them, but they weren't willing. No, Moses, you go to the mountain, you talk to God, and then you come back here and tell us what He said. Right? And I know in my life that's how it was, but at a certain point God said, I want more. Kurt, I want to interact with you one-on-one. And I believe the Lord wants to do that with young people today so that He can convince you more of His great love that He has for you. And so we're going to have some time at the end. I'm not going to speak very long because I don't feel like the emphasis is what I have to say this morning. I feel like the emphasis is the Lord meeting and encountering us today and convincing us more of His love. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. So I believe the Lord wants to help set people free today. You know, fear is a thing that can just grip us and keep us in bondage, literally. And yet, Scripture says that His perfect love, what? Casts out all fear, right? And so as He convinces us more of His great love that He has for us, He's the Lord of the breakthrough, and fear falls off. And we walk out of this place different than when we walked in the building. Because of His great love. Amen? I believe the Lord wants to help us get rid of things, mindsets, lies, unforgiveness, things that have held us back from receiving His love more fully. And again, this is, I believe, for everyone, but specifically leaders and young people. I came across a song recently, a worship song from Bethel Music, and it's called Pieces. I just want to read some of the words to it, some of the lyrics. It says, and this is talking about the love of God that He has for us. If I can get through it. It says, unreserved, unrestrained. Your love is wild. Your love is wild for me. It isn't shy. It's unashamed. Your love is proud to be seen with me. That's good. You don't give your heart in pieces. You don't hide yourself to tease us. Uncontrolled, uncontained, your love is a fire burning bright for me. It's not a spark. It's not just a flame. Your life, your love is a light that all the world will see. And then there's this one section that this worship leader, I think, just kind of spontaneously starts singing. And she starts singing, you're a wholehearted father. You're a wholehearted lover. You're a wholehearted friend. He doesn't give his love to us partially. He doesn't give his heart to us just in pieces. He didn't hold back when he went to the cross. He gave everything. Even when he had opportunity to compromise the mission. In Matthew 26, this is whenever Jesus is in the garden and Judas comes to betray him. And all these soldiers show up and they're ready to take Jesus. And Peter whips out his sword, right? And whoosh, slices off the ear of the servant of the high priest. And Jesus says, put your sword in its place. Listen to this. Or do you think that I cannot now pray to my Father and he will provide me with more than 12 legions of angels? He could have made very short work of those soldiers that came for him just like that. Right? But he didn't. He could have blown the whole mission right there. Right? Because of his love that he had received from his Father, he was able to respond in love. He was motivated by love, right? That's the whole reason that motivated God to provide for redemption in the first place, right? John 3:16, for God so loved us that he gave. God so motivated him that he did something about it, right? And so he sends his only begotten Son. Jesus, when we see Jesus, we see the Father. He reveals the Father to us. And so when we see Jesus being spit upon, being beaten, being ridiculed, all this negative stuff happening, and in a moment, he could have ended that all. But because of love, he wouldn't compromise. Right? Because of this amazing love that he had for the Father and doing the Father's will and providing for reconciliation for all of us, he would not compromise. That's an amazing thing to me. And today, the Lord wants to convince us more of his great love that he has for us. So let's just talk a little bit about love. What does love look like? Is love just saying, I love you? If I tell you I love you, but then I, you know, treat you badly, and I push you down, and I tease you, and I, you know, make fun of you, am I really walking in love just because I said I love you? No. Love's more than words, right? Love involves action. And God modeled that for us perfectly in sending his Son. Jesus modeled that for us perfectly in carrying out the will of the Father because he was motivated by love. I saw an amazing example of love at Camp Pinnacle a few weeks ago. You guys know Brian and Stacy Sellers? For those of you that don't, they have two young boys, Sean and Robert. How old are they, Cindy? Like 8 and 6? 8 and 6, okay. So Sean, the older son, he's actually in junior camp. Robert, he's not quite there yet, right? But he comes to camp and he usually is behind his mom or dad, you know, just kind of hanging out in the background. And they are the cutest kids, I'm telling you. And anyway, we were down on the ball field. Some of you are familiar with the facility out there. We're down on the ball field and Stacy was finishing up an activity with the senior camp and Robert was there with her. So they're done, they dismiss the senior camp, and the schedule called for her to go from there all the way over to Motel Meeting Room D, which is where the junior camp was. Now, this is not just, you know, from here to the doors. This is a long haul, right? Some of you know, this is a long haul, especially if you're a six-year-old boy and your legs are only this long, right? This is a long hike. So we're getting cleaned up, and I'm helping her put the stuff away, and there's a cooler of ice water to keep the kids hydrated, and I'm getting ready to dump it out, and Robert says, no, don't dump it out. I want to get a cup of water for my daddy, which was so sweet. And so we don't dump it out. He gets the cup of water, a little plastic cup, you know, like this, for his daddy, and he's happy. Okay, you can dump it out now. So I dump it out. And so now the three of us, Stacy, myself, and Robert, are going to walk all the way to Junior Chapel. And I'm thinking, yeah, right, we're going to get 40 yards down the road and the water's going to be gone. Not so, because this little boy was motivated by love. This little boy had received love from his father. And the only reaction, the only way he could respond to that love was to love back. And little Robert carried that cup of water all the way to meeting room D. Chapel had already started, so he and his mom are sitting back in the corner. He sits through the entire chapel, through the preaching, through the worship, through the ministry time at the end. I mean, it's like a couple hours later by the time, you know, he had gotten the water originally. It's a couple hours later. And I had actually lost track of him and forgotten what had happened. And until everything's wrapping up and we're sending the kids back to their dorms to sleep and everything, and I see his dad walking across the room. And all of a sudden, over here in the corner, his eyes light up, and he comes flying over so he can give his dad a cup of water. Because why? Because he's motivated by love. He had experienced his father's love. And now he's responding in kind, right? What an awesome example of understanding love. And this morning, God wants to convince us more of his great love that he has for us. Scripture says that we love him because he first loved us. You could say Robert loves his daddy because his daddy first loved him. What an awesome example. We love God because he initiated. He was the first to extend love to us. And because we've received his love and understand his love, we respond that way. We love him because he first loved us. Psalm 34:8 says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him." I believe as we press in, as we taste and see the goodness of God, he'll more convince us of his great love that he has for us, and we'll be changed. We will literally be transformed by that great love. As he puts his finger on, this is a lie that was spoken over you, and this prevents you from fully receiving my love, let's deal with this lie. Let's get rid of the lie, and let's bring on truth. Because the word says that we'll know his truth, and his truth will set us free. So we're free now to receive his great love more fully. We're free now to allow him to convince us more of his great love that he has for us. James 4:8 says, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." We're going to just go into this worship song here in just a minute. I do want to do something first. Can we all just bow our heads and close our eyes? And I just want to briefly explain salvation and give opportunity. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, today is your day. Romans 3:23 says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All includes who? All, right? All includes me. All includes all of us. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans in chapter 6 goes on to say that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. And so because we're born into sin, because we walk in sin, what we should get as a result of that is eternal separation from God. But God loved us so much that he made a way for us. Romans 10 goes on to say that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we will be saved. And so I just want to put it out there for anyone who would like to receive Jesus this morning. Would you raise your hand? And I just want to pray a short prayer with you real quick, and then we'll continue on. Okay? Anyone else? Anyone else? Okay. Let's all put our hands down. And can we all pray this together? Lord, I thank you that you love me. And though my sin separated me from you, you made a way for me. So I confess my sin today, and I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to come into my heart. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And be my Lord and Savior. Jesus, thank you for saving me. I love you. Amen. 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 Good stuff. Good stuff. God wants to convince us more of his great love that he has for us. So as we go into this time, let me ask a couple questions. Is God allowed to deal with things that you haven't even considered or thought of? Do you give him permission to do that today? Just like Pastor Steve in this Sozo session. There wasn't anything on his radar screen. God said, how about this? And Pastor Steve said, yeah, let's go there. Can we tell God, yeah, let's go there, even for things that we haven't considered or thought of? Will you give him permission to go there today? Will you give him permission to show you some things so that you can receive his love in a greater capacity? I'll mention it one more time, and then we're going to go into the song. Leaders, God's knocking on your door today. Young people, God's knocking on your door today. And it isn't there to do anything bad. It's only to convince you more of his great love that he has for you. So, Sonny, what I want to do is I just want to make this kind of an open thing. This altar is open if you'd like to come up and have an encounter with the Lord. If you'd like to stand right there where you are at your seat, that's fine. If you'd like to get out in the aisle and bow, get where you need to get so you can meet with God. And this isn't a time where, you know, we're praying for the missionaries in Kenya, and we're praying for Aunt Susie who has a health issue. This is a time for us to hone in and get locked in with God and allow Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts and allow him to further convince us of his great love that he has for us. Okay, go ahead, Sonny. Thank you. you'd like to stand, go ahead.
Father, we give you permission this morning to convince us, of your great love for us today. to reveal to us the length and the width and the height and the depth of your great love for us. We give you permission today to convince us. Come, speak to us of your love.
This morning when we gathered for our huddle, we could just sense the hunger that was in the room. And I really feel like right now there's an invitation to take some limits you've put on his love and his faithfulness to you. And so I want Stephanie to just sing whatever she wants. She's really good at that. And I want you to just kind of zone in with the Lord right now, zone in with your heart. And I want you to, any restraint, any block, any wall that you've put up for his love, completely accessing your heart, completely wrecking you. His faithfulness and his love, I mean, they're the foundations of who he is. It's the foundation of his throne, his faithfulness and his love. If you only know those two things about who he is, haha, you're good. You're golden. And so whatever that limitation, let's let the Holy Spirit reveal to you right now. Is there any place, God, where I'm holding your love back? If I'm only letting you love me in certain areas, am I only letting you be compartmentalized in my life? He's going to come right now, and he's just going to take those limits off. Because he's not limited, we limit, amen? So she's just going to sing, and you're just going to open up your heart, and you're just going to let the Holy Spirit take off limits of his love and his faithfulness.
So folks, let's stand and do something we haven't done for a while. Let's come out into the aisle and head toward the front. So let's just stand up, and you can come the whole way to the front or just out into one of the aisles. And say, convince us, Lord. Convince us. Reveal your great love for us. Now, if you need to sit, that's fine. But if not, let's just come up front or at least out into the aisle. How much you love him today. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Even as we hear you whispering in our ears how much you love us.
Yes.
We love you back. We love you today, yes. Jesus.
Yes.
We want to get to know you more, Jesus.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
We want to become more comfortable spending time with you, Jesus. Just sitting in your presence and gazing into your face. One day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. when you seek me, you will find me. Freely you have received, freely give. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Lord of the breakthrough, come and break through anything that is preventing us from receiving your love today. Get rid of it, break through it, cause it to go away, that you can more fully convince us of your great love that you have for us, Lord. Lord of the breakthrough, breakthrough today.
We receive your love today. We receive what you're speaking. We agree with you that you love us deeply. So Jesus, we receive today your great love in a deeper measure. Thank you for moving among us today, for hugging us today, for encouraging us today, for comforting us today, for strengthening us today. And Jesus, we just want to say again, one more time in return, how much we love you. So just say that back to him today. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We're so grateful for your great love for us. Just thank him for loving you today. Thank you for loving me. Thank you, Father God, for loving me. For loving me. Continue the process of convincing me how much you love me. Throughout today, throughout the week, just continue to convince me. Let me become more and more aware of your presence. Let spending time with you become the highlight of my day, of my week. We love to spend time in your presence. We love to hear from you and to talk to you. Thank you for meeting with us today, encouraging us and strengthening us, and for tearing away some things that were barriers, for speaking truth that dispels lies. You said that truth would set us free. And Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life. So today we leave with the knowledge again that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish and have everlasting life. So as those who have received your love, you now tell us to carry that out and freely give it. So we receive, and we want opportunity to give it today and this week to show your love to others. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Have a great day. Thank you, folks.